Well, good evening to each and every one of you out there in Ambit Land. My name is David Nunez. I'm an executive consultant in Ambit Energy. I'm from Edinburgh, Texas, and I am registered and ready for Ambition 2022. Super excited for that, for this will be our first Ambition in a couple of years that we can all be there live and in person. So if you're not yet registered for this event, please make sure you get onto your power zone and get registered for this event, because you do not want to miss. And we're going to go ahead and get started with today's call. And I'm so excited for the featured speaker that we have on tonight, because this gentleman has been so instrumental, not only in the growth of so many other people's, so many people's lives in Ambit Energy, but very instrumental in my life, in this business, being a part of my upline. And so it's a privilege and an honor to be able to interview him tonight and have him as a special guest. I know he's a busy man. He is an executive consultant here from Edinburgh, Texas. He's won the Pure Energy Award. He's also a five-star club winner, Comma Club member, and he is also a top 50 money earner. So without further ado, please help me welcome my dear friend, executive consultant, Jeff Brogan. Jeff, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, David. Can you hear me? I'm on my earpiece, so I want to make sure everybody can hear me clearly. You hear me just fine?
Just fine. I hear you very, good. Very clearly.
Good.
Awesome. Well,
sometimes,
thank you so much.
It's clear, sometimes it's not, but I'm glad to be on. I'm very honored and very privileged to be on tonight and very blessed.
Absolutely, and we're blessed to have you on here. And, you know, Jeff, you know, this business, there's always people growing, and there's a lot of brand new people on this call that may not have heard your story or know who you are just yet. But if we can go ahead and get started with tonight's call, just if you can share with us a little bit about your Ambit story and how you got started in this business.
Well, David, you know, I got started in this business as an answer to my prayer, because I had been in business all of my life. At that point, I started businesses when I was a teenager. And in the Rio Grande Valley, where I've lived in Texas, for the last 40 years, I've had traditional businesses. But it was 1987, and I found myself in the middle of a real downturn in the economy, and I was down on the Amazon. I mean, not 1987, 2007. I was down on the Amazon, and I was just struggling, because I was on the Amazon doing a mission trip, building a school, and I was constantly on the phone doing collection calls. One evening I was out beside the Amazon River there as its headwaters in Peru, and I just finished a collection call, and I just said a simple prayer. God, I don't want to have to do this anymore. I don't want to have to do collection calls when I'm out doing the things I love to do. I just don't want to have to do this. And, you know, I got home from that trip, and I had been looking, but nothing seemed to be what was the answer. I didn't feel in my spirit. I looked at several things, and the leader either, it just wasn't something I was interested in, or it was, and the leadership wasn't there. And so I had got home, and somebody I hadn't seen for a long time showed up at my house, Jack and Adriana Adams. And we had went to church many years before together. They found out where I live, and Jack just had a prompting in his heart to come by and get a hold of me. They showed up. They shared with me this opportunity. I knew in my heart at that moment that this sounded exactly what I was looking for. I wanted to meet the leadership, though. I wanted to meet the leadership. That was a you know, that would either make or break the deal. It so happened that Chris Chambliss was coming to the Valley. I got to meet him, and in January, the last of January of that year, I was able to start my Ambit Energy business, and I made that decision right that day. This was the answer to prayer. So I knew I would never, never look back. And I would put my hand to the plow, as the Bible says, and I would not look back, because I believe this was the opportunity that had been given to me as an answer to my prayer down on the Amazon. And indeed, it has been a wonderful, wonderful time, and it's fulfilled so many dreams that I've had and allowed me to do so many things that I had prayed about doing, and still enjoying that blessing today, still building my Ambit business, still dreaming those bigger dreams and looking forward to, I mean, so much more that's available for me and the team and new people that I'm looking to come into the business, and looking to be able to work with them to help them achieve their dreams, because truly that's one of the biggest rewards of this business, emotionally and spiritually, is to see people fulfill what I believe is their God-given dream in achieving those dreams, you know, it's just been such a great blessing. I just go on and on about that, but that's pretty much a little bit about my story, and we've been able to help a lot of people achieve their dreams, because, you know, as Zig Ziglar always said, as I heard in the early days, if you want something, you have a big dream, help enough people get their dreams, and you'll, by default, achieve your dreams. And that certainly has been the case for me, David.
Absolutely. And I'm so appreciative that you said yes to this opportunity, because I truly believe in the butterfly effect. And had you not said yes to this opportunity, who knows if I would have ever been here. So I'm really grateful for that. And, you know, this is a very first Sunday since we've had the opportunity to say, you know, my name is David Nunez, I'm registered for Ambition, the big event. So let's talk about Ambition for a little bit. One of my favorite stories that you've shared is that story where you were in line as a regional consultant, and, you know, someone came up to you and shared something with you. Can you share a little bit about that story and how that motivated you to get to the next level?
Now, sure, David, I'd be happy to. It was a powerful moment for me, and you just never know, you know, at that particular Ambition, so many great things happened, but there was one particular event that I'd been in the business, I'd been very stressed with what's going on in my personal life, in my traditional businesses as a single dad and trying to take care of everything. I had lost my wife or when the kids were young to some health issues that she had. And so I was very, very stressed in that moment, trying to look to the future and what was for my kids and how I was going to keep my businesses afloat. But so I felt like I wasn't making as traction as I wanted to. But I needed more focus. And even though I didn't have the money many, many times, I never missed an Ambition. But that particular Ambition, I was a regional consultant, very struggling as a regional consultant. And I was really proud that I made it to regional consultant. And I'd probably been in the business a little over a year. And I was excited I finally made it to regional consultant. And so I was in line. In those days, we could go across stage and just say her name as regional consultant. I was in line, and I seen Steve Thompson coming across the floor. And if any of you know Steve Thompson, he doesn't mess around, you know. And he came across that floor, and I thought he was going to shake my hand and say, hey, congratulations, for you made it. It's been a year, but you made it to regional consultant. But Steve Thompson didn't say that. He looked me right in the eye, and he said, buddy, I don't want to ever see you in this line again. And, you know, something just hit me that hit me right square in the forehead, right between the eyes and the forehead. And I said, wow, you're right. I know this is the opportunity God gave me. If he gave me this opportunity, I need to put, you know, let's put the pedal to the metal and let's make something happen. And that's when I just got back and I said, I'm going to go senior consultant. And, you know, I did that. And in a few weeks after Ambition, I got back. I went senior consultant. I had friends that kind of been saying, you know, I'd done a lot of favors for them. And they'd said, well, you know, I we'll get together whenever. It was no more, we'll get together, and, oh, let me see when my calendar. I'm like, hey, where are you at? And, well, I'm at the gym. I won't be home till 10:30. I'll be waiting on your steps. I'll be waiting on your porch when you get home. You know, I mean, those were people that I could do that with, but were kind of, avoid me a little bit. And I did that, and, you know, I went senior consultant in a few weeks after that Ambition. And so it was just a tremendous blessing. But you never know at Ambition what's going to happen. And I tell you, there was times that I was behind on my mortgage, seriously behind on my mortgage, but I knew that a key to my success was being at Ambition, because things were really, really rough when I got started in the economy, in my traditional businesses, and all that was going on. But I knew this was the opportunity that was going to set me free.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that, Jeff. You just gave me chills, because I don't think I knew that part about you being behind on your mortgage and still getting registered for Ambition. So I'm so glad you shared that, because I know that there's a lot of people that are always apprehensive of, well, I don't know if I can, you know, pay the $200 to get the ticket, and how am I going to do that? But one little accolade I forgot to mention, or one major accolade, was that you won the EC Power Team at Simulcast, and I believe you won it for Ambition as well. And I know you've won it several times before. You and I won it together at one point. But what are some of the things that you tell people brand new, how you get them started right now in this position, since we have maybe a little over 90 days till the big event? What are some of the things that you do from the very beginning to when you get them started and making it a point to get registered for this event?
Well, you know, David, one of the things that I personally do is I ask them some questions. You know, John Maxwell says that good leaders ask great questions. And I make it a point to find out when I'm talking to somebody, when I've shared with them this business opportunity, they get started. I find out a little bit about them and their why they're looking at this opportunity. And then we go a little deeper to find out what really is the reason. Because I really want to know what's important to them, and why they want to start this business. Whatever level of dreaming they're able to do at that moment, you know, I want to know that, and I want to connect with them. John Maxwell also says, of course, you guys know that I'm a big fan of John Maxwell, and I think I've read everything he's got out there, and I just love him. I finally was able to just take the time and go get John Maxwell certified, and he says, everybody communicates, but few connect, and I always want to connect to them, and I want to connect with their why. And then I share a little bit of my story, or sometimes, you know, if you're new, you don't have your own story so much. Maybe, you know, you have some stories that you could share, but you can always use someone else's story. That's why it's so important to be at events. That's why it's so important to read. I mean, there is still magazines out there from Success From Home with different stories of people's success. So I try to grab a story that I've read or I know maybe will relate to their occupation or their situation and help them realize that this is what can be achieved. And sometimes I might even share the story of how important that Ambition was for me or other events that took place in my life that helped propel me to another level of maybe to executive consultant or another level of income. I can put my hand on an event that I was at that propelled me to never, never miss a week where I didn't have a check and put me in to the six-figure income or, and top 50 millionaire and all of that. It was an event that happened. Somebody's story, and I'd heard them speak many times, but something hit me at that time. And though I share those kind of things with them and help them, you know, but I believe with all of my heart that everything hinges on them having a reason, a why to build this business. And it don't have to be so out there. It does have to be something that is important to them, for them to walk through the difficult times. But the key is to get them started and get them moving, and that development and that connection, communicating and connecting with them, that's what will move us into that place of being able to help them achieve that and get to the real, the much bigger why and so forth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely important information that you just shared with us. And as you're sharing this story, I can't help but to just go back to the early days. And I know you've been in the business maybe a couple years before I came in. And I want to share something. I don't know if you remember this, but I remember a time where I was at the mall, and I know you would hang out at the mall often. And a gentleman that knew me and Manny, who happens to be my sponsor in Ambit Energy, Matthew, came up to us and he was telling us about Ambit Energy. And I think you were a regional consultant. And I remember this like it was just yesterday, but I want to share this because I like to be open and transparent. I remember when you came up to me and you started talking to me about Ambit, I remember looking at you and saying, oh, that stuff doesn't work. Do you remember that?
You know, I kind of do, David, and I just kind of blew right past that, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, there were some different things that I thought, but I won't share those right now. But you know, we had some experiences, didn't we? And there was so many things that took place in that time in my life. And I tell you, I was just determined that this was going to happen. And I could see, you know, that's one thing about me that I believe that's a gift that I have, that something I do in ministry and around the world, I have kids that call me dad and is seeing the giftings in people. And I saw the gifting in Manny, your sponsor. I saw the gifting in you. Even though that one time I ran into you, I thought, this kid is high as a kite. You know, I will say that. I saw that gifting in you, you know. I saw that gifting in you, and I knew that you could be more than you ever thought you could be.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that memory. And I'm bringing that up because I just want for the callers on here to understand that, you know, people can change. And, you know, I went from looking at Jeff Rogan straight in the eyes saying that stuff doesn't work to being in a totally different place in my life a year and a half later and joining the business. And now I'm an executive consultant with him, and I'm super grateful for that. So, oh man, thank you so much for those memories and the experiences. But, you know, you shared a little bit about your story, how you got started, but let's touch a little bit about the fruits of your labor. And what are maybe one or two things, maybe even three things that you are really grateful for that you probably would not have been able to do or achieve if it wasn't for you saying yes to Ambit Energy and continuing to build your business?
Yeah, David, that is such a great question, you know, because people hear me talk about dreaming and dream big dreams. And it's not always about the fancy cars. I've never been a crazy person about cars. I like four-wheel drives and Jeeps or 4Runners and trucks, okay? I've never been about real fast cars. My wife was more of the fast car person. But I love to be out hunting, fishing, doing those kind of things. And, you know, one of the first things I can think of that Ambit helped me do And I know Tin Bui got to do that recently with his dad, and was to just tell my dad, Dad, he'd always say, I can't go on, you know, money or this or that. I'd always talked about going to Alaska since I was a young kid, and finally I was able to buy land up there. I'd been going for quite a few years, and finally was able to tell my dad, and I was just looking at a picture, and you're going to get me real emotional here, but I was just looking at a picture of when he was standing up above Fairbanks under the under one of the pipelines, and it said so many miles to the Arctic Circle and Prudhoe Bay and so forth. I got to call my dad and say, Dad, pack your bags. I got to pay for him. And, you know, he's flown, but I wanted somebody to fly with him, so I got to pay for him and my sister's son to fly. And me and my son, Aaron, met them in Houston. And then we all flew on to Anchorage, Alaska, and I tried to show him in 3 weeks the whole state of Alaska. And you know that state is almost three times bigger than, not quite, but almost three times bigger than Texas. So I like to worry him out. But, I mean, that was the most rewarding thing to be able to do and to just not think about finances, just to be able to take him. I could go on and on at all the things I tried to do. I took him to bed and breakfast on Kodiak Island. I flew him over there. We came back on the ferry. I wanted to experience the ferry and the Gulf of Alaska. Although all night we was thrown out of the bed with those giant 30-foot waves, but whatever. You know, we had an awesome time, and we done so many. I rented an RV after that and took him all over the state. And then tried to fly him into villages, but he was pretty wore out then. But we had such a great time. But, you know, those are the memories that you'll never forget. You know, right now, you know, and this is real emotional to me, but, you know, my dad a few years ago had a stroke and at 80 years old, and I was able to come over here and help him recover from that because of my time freedom I had. And I wouldn't have been able to do that if it hadn't been for Ambit Energy. And the time freedom to be able to step back from my traditional business. And then my sister in 2017 was she got not COVID, but the N1 virus and had double pneumonia. She died on us many times, but I was in that hospital day and night. We were with her, me and my other three sisters, and I was mostly there at night. And I'd be walking those halls praying for her and declaring God's word over her. And I was able to do that because of my time freedom and be right beside her, speaking to her and talking to her when, you know, she was in a coma for almost 2 months. And she came out of that, and she's alive today, you know, because of that. And now, as I'm talking to you right now, my dad had another stroke. My mom fell, and the next Monday morning I was headed over here, but I had to come earlier because the next Monday morning my dad woke up with another stroke, and he couldn't get out of his recliner. And so I'm over here now, and I've been here for a couple of weeks. I'll be here for another week and a half. And I just got back when you called me earlier, David, I just got back from the rehab where I spend sometimes, my sisters help me, so it's not always, but sometimes because of circumstances and I can't always be over here, I spend 12 hours there just encouraging him, talking to him, visit, you know, and then being right beside him when he's doing rehab and therapy, just encourage him, helping him with whatever he needs, you know. And that's the blessing and the privilege. And, you know, I'm going to be 64 this month, so I'm really not retirement age and the ideas of retirement unless I'd worked for a particular company for so many years. And even at that, most people with just a regular retirement don't have the money to just jump up and jump on a plane and go wherever. But thank God I can do that because of what Ambit Energy has blessed me with. Yeah, I still get some income from my other businesses that that somebody else runs, but yet my major income comes from this business. And I'm so thankful. And that's just a few of the things. I could just go on and on, but that's a few of the real ones that I get emotional about.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And these stories matter, and these stories are very important because, you know, a lot of the times when people get into network marketing or get into this business, they just think the money, but they don't realize the wonderful things that can happen when you have both time and money in the same sentence. And that's what Ambit Energy has done for you and for many others, myself, and many others on this call. And I hope and pray that, you know, for all of you that are listening to this call right now, if you're not in the position where you want to be just yet, just know that it can definitely happen for you, but it's all going to start with your decision. So, you know, just in closing, Jeff, a lot of people don't believe that I was very introverted and still kind of am. Can you just, as a personal favor, let them know how shy and introverted I was for such a long time in this business?
Well, you know, David, as I said before, the first time that I saw you, I think, was that when you was with Manny. And, of course, Manny, after I first talked to him and met him there at Starbucks, not Starbucks, well, it was the Barnes & Nobles, but it was the little Starbucks area there at Barnes & Nobles, or their little area that you sit down and have something to drink and so forth. Of course, they do sell Starbucks coffee. And I was there, and when I talked to Manny and said, that looks like an interesting book you're reading, and just opened my mouth up and through that, you know, but he kind of avoided me a couple of times after I talked to him several times. Ended up, he got a new phone number, and I hadn't seen him a while, but then I ran into you and somebody else and him there at Dillard's, and that's when I thought, this kid is high as all get out, you know. And you didn't say a lot at that moment. You'd said something before, you know, like you said when we had talked before, at another situation, but, you know, I just thought, he is high as I'll get out. And then several other times, you know, I remember when you first started going with me to Wessico and doing the presentation and how we'd work on it together, you know, and people just don't realize that I've always been kind of, I'm a people person, and I've been speaking and preaching since I was 16, but, you know, everybody's not like that. You wasn't like that, and I love people, and we're just all different, but I wasn't good at this business. And people say, oh, you were so good, Lordy, I didn't even want to look at my power zone, you know, but we are not, and for you out there, David's not always been that, you know. He's always good looking, right? I'm sure his wife would agree, ever since she'd known him and all the pictures, you know, but he's just like one of my kids, and I just love him so much, but yet we've all grown so much. He's grown so much, and to see him up there now, I'm like, oh my Lord, you know, and that's the goal for those that you help to encourage and so forth to pass you up, you know, and this becomes so great and speaking and encouraging others and giving the motivation to others through their testimony and so forth. And I'm just so thankful, David. I'm so thankful for the changes that's taken place in your life. And as I said, I saw that when I seen you that day. Even though I thought you were high, it didn't matter to me. I knew you had a gifting in your life, you know. And it's so wonderful to see that thing as it grows and comes forward in you. And we're all growing. You know, it never changes. I want to continue to grow and become more learn to help people. And it's no matter what your personality is. So if you're like David, more of an introvert. If you're like me, more of an extrovert, and you just love people and you just want to hug everybody and encourage them. You know, whatever your personality is, it doesn't matter. You know, every one of them has their strong points that can help you build this business, and everyone has their weak points that can hinder you in building this business. So that's why it's so important to have mentors and to go and to these events like Upcoming Ambition. So I want to encourage you to get registered for that, because that's so important. And it was never a decision for me. And that's one thing you was asking me, David. One thing I tell people, make that decision one time. One time. Don't make it, have to make it every time Ambition comes around. I made that decision. I would never miss an Ambition. I would never do that. I mean, if there was a death or something like that, something that you can't control, you know, but I decided it would never be a question. When the ability to get the ticket, I was getting the ticket, because that was not a question that I had to make. And it saves you so much stress, and it saves you so much if you make that decision one time. And so that's it. That's what it's all about, David, is us growing together and this understanding that we all change, we all grow, and these events are so important in that. I've seen you change so much. And I've changed so much. Oh, Lord, I've changed so much. I tell people I used to call Adriana, my sponsor, up, say, now, what was that number of Ambient again? She finally told me, said, you know, you do have a phone book in your phone, don't you? Don't your phone have a phone book in it? You can put that number. I mean, that's how bad I was. I wasn't very good at this. But, you know, we learn and we grow. So it's been so great just talking with you, David, tonight, and sharing with the people our experiences, and in hopes that it will help other people to realize that you can do this. You know, you don't have to be a superstar or, you know, any of that. You can do and build this business.
Absolutely. Amen. I'm with you. And thank you so much, Jeff. And for the record, everybody, I wasn't high. It was just a little inside joke between Jeff and I. But thank you all so much for being with us on a Sunday evening to learn more about the Ambit Energy, just to be here and learn more about how Ambit Energy has changed Jeff's life and the lives of many other people on this call. So thank you all again, Jeff. Again, thank you so much for taking time. I know it's after 10 o'clock over there in your neck of the woods, so God bless you and have a great night. Have a restful sleep. And I am going to go ahead and unmute the line so we can say good night to Mr. Jeff Brogan. So thank you again, Jeff.
Thank you, David.